Hey everybody, welcome back to the Family Mart Podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jay. Welcome back.
Enjoy this episode.
Let's get it.
Hey, just start it like that. No, I do want to talk about the new kit that I just put out. I just put out a new sample pack. This episode is sponsored by me, Chris Puncelon. The whole reason I wanted to make it in the first place was because I didn't know if I was going to have a music career after my laptop died.
What? You were shook.
Yeah, I was shook, dude. So for those who don't know, my laptop absolutely took a fat shit on me and stopped working. I took it to get serviced. I got the battery replaced and nothing seemed to work. After all the money that I spent and gave to Apple, they couldn't fucking figure out what the deal was.
Fucking Tim Apple, dude.
Tim, dude, while this was happening, while my laptop was in the shop, I saw a video of him. It's the white dude, right?
Yeah.
I was so fucking pissed at Tim because I put all the blame on him and I was like, you guys and your fucking Apple products, and you guys are like bigging up all these Apple products and you can't fucking fix mine, dude. I paid so much money for this. Anyways.
You want to say what the problem was?
The problem was the charger. The charger was the issue. That's what was, for some reason, it was just fried, and I just needed a new charger. Anyways, I got the laptop back, figured out that it was a charger, and I was like, you know what? I am going to lock myself in the studio and just make a sample pack to make me feel better, to make me... Because I also lost every single project I made from September all the way to February.
Holy shit. Okay, so
that's the point of the entire story, of this long, drawn out, here, this, there story.
Damn, dude.
I lost every single project from September, right before I moved into the studio, until my laptop died. I lost everything.
Wait, why is that? I thought you were backup king.
I am backup king. Well, no, I guess I'm not, because I didn't back up properly. And I fucked up, pretty much. Long story short, I fucked up, and I had to time machine back to a time where I didn't have all the projects that I made.
Holy shit.
So I lost everything. I'm sorry to Nick, Nate, Zhao, all the artists that I worked with during that time. I lost all of our projects. I lost all the samples that I made. I lost all the beats that I made, the beat tape that I made, 27 Club. I lost that. All the upcoming projects, you know.
Damn, I had no idea.
It's a tragedy.
I had no idea this was going on.
Yeah. It was very stressful. And I just had to prove to myself that it doesn't matter that I lost all that shit and that I could still make it. I could still make stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it all comes from you anyways. But it felt like you weren't going to have a career after that?
It sounds dramatic because I am super dramatic about everything. Like, that's just the place that I go to.
Extreme.
I'm an extremist. I make fun of our cousins, Jerm and Merz, for being an extremist, but I am also an extremist.
We're all pretty extreme.
Yeah, I just take shit to the extreme. So I just thought it was over, and I just wanted to make shit, and I made the sample pack. I appreciate everybody who's supporting me and everybody who purchased the kit. It's definitely the best selling kit I've ever made to this date, like times 10. But the thing that sucks about it is that I feel like I don't deserve it.
What?
Isn't
it's that, you. You made it.
I know. But and here's a crazy thing too. If it wasn't doing well, I would also be upset that it wouldn't be doing well. So I'm fucked either way. I'm fucked if it doesn't do well, and I'm fucked if it does do well.
This is a better way to be fucked, though. It's selling well.
It's selling well
and feeling bad.
Yeah, it is, but it still sucks that like I just can't enjoy things.
Just enjoy things.
Like,
dude.
It's why am I like that?
Dude, I'm like that too.
If things aren't going well, you're like, fuck. And if things are going well, you're like,
fuck.
Yeah, fuck.
It's not even like not being able to celebrate your wins. It's just like, you do something and you're like, okay, cool, move on to the next kind of thing. Is that closer to what it is, or
I don't feel like I deserve any of it. Yeah, it's such a stupid thing to think, and it makes me feel so ungrateful.
And is that what imposter syndrome is?
It sounds like it, dude. It sounds, because I've heard a lot of actors talk about it, saying like they're into the industry, but they're like they're looking around at everybody else and they're like, I don't deserve to be here.
Yeah, like I've tried to read about imposter syndrome several different times, and I feel like I have an idea what it is, and I feel like I suffer from it too, but I also don't 100% know what it is.
Maybe it's a good thing that you don't know what it is, because you know, if you did know what it was, like exactly what it was, it would probably fuck you even harder, because you're like, you know, you're self-aware of exactly what it is.
Yeah, sometimes ignorance is bliss, dude.
Ignorance is truly bliss, and that kind of leads me into the next topic that I want to get into. My guy, David Dobrik.
Oh, man.
So you know nothing about
him. I know nothing. So please tell me what is going on.
Okay, so there's a lot of stories coming out, and there's already a lot of reports of this whole thing. So I'm not going to get super in depth, but I will try my best to get you up to speed to what's going on. So as you know, David Dobrik is like, you know, he makes these like super fun vlogs with all these people, and from the outside looking in, he gives away Teslas, gives away a lot of money. Are you a fan of his content?
I'm going to say no.
But you know.
But I know, you know of what it him, is. And I know he gives away Teslas. Yeah,
the orange Teslas.
Yeah, please give me 10.
So basically, people are coming out with stories of bullying and sexual assault. And two of the stories like really stand out to me. So the first one is, he has a homie named Seth. The homie Seth was invited to David's apartment to do a bit. The bit was Seth, the friend, was going to make out with Corinna, which was one of David's like quote unquote hot friends.
Okay.
She's pretty bad. And the bit was that she was going to be wearing a gorilla mask. And I don't really know where the bit is in that or where the humor is. But either way, they made it happen. He gets to the house, and then they set up the bit, and Corinna, quote unquote, comes out with the gorilla suit. They start making out. He starts getting into it, like super into
it. Seth?
Seth gets into it, yeah. And
Seth knows that he was going to be doing that when he came in?
Yeah, so he knew that he was going to be making out with Corinna. That was his assumption.
All right.
30 seconds later, the person takes off the mask, and they find out that it's actually the other member of the Vlog Squad, Jason, who's like a 45-year-old dude, and Seth finds out that he was just making out with a dude this entire time. Like, full-on, tongue down the throat, leg holding, caressing makeout.
What?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It's fucked up, and he was shocked, and he was like, I think he was just so shocked that he was like, yo, you got me.
Right.
And like, he was and like, because he was on camera, he just kind of went along with it, and then that was the end
really
of the bit.
You don't really know what to do.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Fucking punch the dude?
Wait, so they filmed that content, and did they put that out?
They did put it out, and I think they put it out and thought it was okay because Seth never said it wasn't okay.
Got it.
And he was like, he kind of went along with it. And if you watch the video, it seems very lighthearted, and you know, the way they put it together in the edit, it just seems like a fun time.
I see.
You know? Then that was the end of the bit. They kind of moved on. And then I think, I don't know how long after, Seth was invited to do a commercial, a quote unquote commercial with David at the same apartment doing a similar bit.
Oh my God.
To make out, but it was for a commercial, so I guess Seth didn't think of anything of it. He didn't think that the same thing was going to happen again because it was for Jack's Links.
Okay. The jerky.
Yeah. Let's go. So he thought it was legit. He was telling all of his family he's about to get paid for this. He's going to, you know, he's going to fucking be on a commercial.
Wait, who is Seth to David?
It's just a homie.
They're not even tight.
I wouldn't say they're close. No, I think they're just friends, acquaintances.
He was content to David.
Yes, he was enough of a friend to be in the content.
Got it.
So he came to the house to film the commercial. Same thing, gorilla mask. I don't know how they got him to do it again. And another crazy thing too is after the fact, like before the whole thing, David was trying to manipulate Seth into saying he was giving him consent to do the bit. He was like, what if we got you to make out with Jason again? And he's like, how can I give you consent to something that I don't even know is going to happen? But the way he put it in the video, it made it seem like Seth was giving him consent.
Dude, reality shows and everything like that, where the edit controls the narrative,
yeah,
is dangerous.
It's so dangerous, especially for shit like this, because then it misconstrues the entire thing. Mm-hmm. It like throws the story off completely, and it makes people not realize the severity of the entire situation. So long story short, he starts making out with Jason again in the mask.
Oh my God. Dude.
And they find out that it wasn't even a real commercial.
Oh my God.
It was just for the bit. And he was fucking shocked, bro.
Let me just say, at the end of this, if he was okay with everything, that's a funny bit.
It is a funny bit. Yeah. It was. And when I watched it, I didn't think anything of it. I was like, damn. They got him again.
Some would be like, oh my God, they got him with the same thing.
The same thing. And at the end of the video, he gives David props. So I think that's why nobody thought anything of it. They were like, yo, that he went along with it.
Because that edit is crazy.
Yeah, it's a crazy edit. It looks so like fun and lighthearted. Like,
yo, just cut all this. at the end, I'm just going to give him dap.
Yeah, exactly. So 2 years later, I guess Seth reached out to David personally and tried to get him to delete the videos. Apparently, David didn't even delete the videos. He like put them unlisted and he offered Seth money to keep them up. And then Seth was like, no, I'm not cool with that. And
a lot of money?
I don't know. I don't remember how much money he offered him. But either way, he tried to pay him off. And Seth is now starting to come out saying like he's realized what happened, that he's traumatized from the entire thing, which is totally understandable. Like, dude, he got twice, both times without consent. And he realizes that, like, you know, he feels like he was sexually assaulted.
Wait, then why did he even agree on the second one?
Well, he thought that
it was for the commercial.
He thought it was for the commercial, but he didn't know that he was making out with Jason. Still, I don't know what he consented to do. I don't think he consented to any of it.
This is wild.
Yeah. So he's like coming out, you know, saying that he's been sexually assaulted and that, you know, and people are really upset about it because they're like, everybody's victim blaming. Even David's friends are like victim blaming.
Oh.
And like are showing that it is Seth's fault.
I mean, of course they're going to ride for him. But
yeah. But he never gave consent to any of it. So it is sort of fucked up that he did it to him twice. And then later we find out David said that he knew that Seth's life would be ruined for the next 3 to 5 years.
That's super fucked up.
Yeah.
That's dark as shit.
It is dark as shit. Because he just used his friend for content, knowing that his friend's life was going to be ruined.
Right. Knowing that it was going to ruin his reputation, yeah, or ruined, like, everything.
It made Seth move to a different state and like find completely different friends.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's evil.
Very evil. All for the content. And the fact that, that's why I don't think the fact that he tried to pay him off hit you as hard as it should have, because like, dude, he ruined his life and he tried to keep it up by fucking like just paying his friend instead of just respecting his wishes and taking the video down.
Right, dude. Like, how many videos does he have? 1,000?
A lot. Yeah.
A lot of videos, right? What does it hurt to take down that one?
It's insane.
There's no way you're earning, like, that's fucked up.
It is fucked up. It is fucked up.
This does not make me want the app.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely not doing, it's not doing the app any justice right now. People are fucking coming for David, bro. Because the H3 podcast is covering it. They're doing a crazy, and Business Insider just wrote an article about David Dobrik of a different sexual assault that went on. I probably did not do the story justice, but if you're interested in learning more about it, just look up the H3 podcast. They've done like hours of content on the
hours.
Yeah.
Damn, they unpacked it.
They unpacked the whole thing, bro.
Damn.
They talked to Seth, they interviewed him and got his side of the story and talked about the whole thing. So
ooh.
Yeah, it's a tough time to be a David Dobrik fan.
What's David doing right now? Laying low?
He's laying low, and he also put out this sorry ass fucking apology video, and he's like, it's called Let's Talk. He put it out on his lowest subscribed YouTube channel, turned off the comments and turned off the likes and dislikes.
What a pussy.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
what,
dude,
a pussy. It's, just put it on the main channel.
Put it on the main channel if you're really trying to talk and not save face and not save the brand, which, you know, I, to play devil's advocate, I do understand that part. Like, he just releases app. He has all the sponsorships that he doesn't want to lose. He's trying to save himself. He's trying to save the brand.
Got it.
But at the same time, do the right thing and just get it over with, bro.
Dude, own up to it and take care of it. And you're going to save face for a longer point of time.
Because
versus
doing this.
Yeah.
It's just prolonging.
Right.
It's just making it worse for you. Because everybody's just shitting on you right now.
Yeah, now you're getting shitted on.
Now you're getting shit on. Nobody can comment on it. Everybody's fucking sharing, showing how much of a pussy you are.
I'm not even going to say the app. I want the app. I'm not even going to say it, though.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. And the other sexual assault story, it's pretty dark.
Fuck, it's dark also?
It's also dark. Yeah, I mean, they pretty much got people, like, he orchestrated these girls to come over, have a threesome with his friend, or a fivesome with his friend. They didn't want to do it, so he, like, loosened them up by getting somebody to buy them alcohol. They were underage.
What?
They got super loosened up.
Under 21.
Under 21, yeah. One of the girls blacked out, and then she had the threesome, forgot about the threesome. So basically his friend was having sex with a girl that was pretty much fucking not in it, and he edited it and put it all together like it was a fun video. But what's crazy about it is at the end of the video he was like, we're probably gonna go to jail for this, as a joke,
as a bit.
Yeah, but I mean, who would have thought, dude, you really might be going to jail for this shit,
dude. Holy shit, dude. That, I'm gonna say that one's way more evil than the Seth one.
But you know what's fucked up about it is because it's man on man crime, it's not taken as serious.
Right, it's not taken as serious. Here I am, like, comparing the two. They're both separate. They're both fucked up.
Yeah, both sexually assaulted.
I'm going to have to say, dude, we got to get your boy out the paint.
It sucks, dude. It sucks to slowly not be a fan of somebody, you know? It sucks to see somebody on TikTok. Well, he hasn't posted a TikTok in a minute, but it sucks to, like, go at his page and not really be interested in seeing it because of all the things going on.
Like, you see it and you're just kind of like, no.
Yeah, it sucks, though, because I was such a huge David Dobrik stan.
See, there's, like, liking Kanye and then...
Now I get it.
Now
the
you
whole,
get it.
Yeah, the whole, like, I used to love Kanye and now I can't even listen to his music. Like, and when I would hear people say that before, I would be like, but why can't you just separate the two?
Yeah, just listen to it.
Just y'all. Listen to it. But now I get it. Now I get why you can't really
You can't look at them. A Tesla the same ever again.
Yeah, it's never going to be the same, bro.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man. So, rest in peace, maybe.
Oh, man. I don't... Nah, there's no getting out of this.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
There is... Actually, you know what? There is.
Oh,
say sorry. Go on a... And you know what's even crazier? He was about to go on a no bullying tour.
What?
Yeah, the fucking irony of going on a no bullying tour by making a whole channel of low-key bullying people.
Oh my God, dude. His channel never got to me like that.
Yeah.
And never I'm gonna say, I sensed it.
Did you?
I didn't sense it like that.
There was something.
There was something. There was like a off... it was like off a little bit.
Yeah.
But nothing crazy to be like, this guy's pure evil.
Yeah, but I think it's just the way he edited shit that made it seem so acceptable, you know?
Yeah.
And he won fucking Kids' Choice Awards, dude.
He got slimed.
He got slimed.
Slat.
David Dobrik Slat got slimed, bro. And now I don't know. I mean, it's hard as a sponsor, like looking at it from a brand point of view, like it's hard to support. It's hard to be publicly supporting somebody that's like under fire like this, you know, like SeatGeek and Chipotle these brands that support him. Like,
do you know if they dropped
if they
them?
Pulled? I don't know. I'm not sure.
They've got to.
They have to, right?
That's why the app's still on beta.
Really? It's still on beta?
Yeah.
Were you thinking about downloading it?
I have an invite. I just can't get in. It's full.
It is a really good idea, though.
I love it.
Yeah. It's actually a really good idea. But would this be enough for you not to want to download it?
Okay, but how much of it is his, you know? Like, there's no way this dude built it.
Well, of course he didn't build it, but, I mean, he is the face of the brand, of that company, Dispo.
Fuck.
Free promo.
Keep it.
Is that enough for you to not want to use it?
Ooh, that's a good question, because I like the product. So do I not want to?
Can you separate it?
Can I separate it? I think.
If anything, his friends seem disposable to him. Hey, man. Hey. This app is fucking real life, dude. His friends are mad disposable.
Oh, man. The real dispos were the friends along the way.
Oh, that's the tagline? That's why that shit's full, dude. He's got too many people to dispose right now. He just needs
Oh, my God.
He needs to get rid of a few more.
Wow.
It's a tough time.
To answer that, yeah, I think I won't use it.
Wow. Yeah. So the power of cancellation.
As much as I think cancel culture is, for the most part, lame.
Yeah, I do also.
But in some cases, like, it's legit.
Yeah.
I only say it's lame because people would be trying to cancel others off of just, like, some...
Some shit that happened.
Some minimal shit.
Yeah.
Or some shit, like, that they can't let them grow and get better out of.
Yeah.
This dude has had ample opportunities to, like, just step up to the plate.
Yeah. I do think that he can find his way out of it if he were to just, like... Just straight up fucking 5-minute video, uncut, like no funny edits, leave the comments on, leave the likes on, and just be like, yo, I fucked up, my bad to everybody involved. Maybe even call all of those people that are involved on camera and be like, yo, I'm on camera right now, I'm sorry, I fucked up, I shouldn't have done that, it was a mistake, yada, yada, yada.
And he should pay.
And he should pay.
The one for the girl.
Sexual assault, that one, the girl getting smashed while blacked out, that one's a little tough.
You gotta face some sort of legal action for that.
Yeah,
one.
You can't really undo that. Even though he was like, he orchestrated it, though. Like, he wasn't the one that was penetrating.
Right, but that's like some evil mastermind shit.
Yeah, it is. It's insane how the pressure of the camera, alcohol is involved, and they were underage.
Dude, you know what this is a case of? Clout.
Clout? Yeah.
Clout is one hell of a drug.
Yeah. And he was chasing it for sure.
But he already has a ton. Like, what else is there to gain?
He was just trying to make good content. I think the intention was to make good content, and he didn't realize sort of the wrongdoings that he was doing.
Yeah, he was so like driven.
Yeah,
he was just like make content and kind of justified everything by as good content.
Yeah,
and even deep down, maybe he thinks like it wasn't that wrong, but.
That's what a lot of people are saying. I've been seeing like videos on like body language experts mm-hmm. and just people who have been sexually assaulted saying like, oh, this is 100% him saying sorry, but not knowing why he's saying sorry when he's did the apology video.
There's a lot of body language experts on the internet.
Yeah.
All of a sudden we're all body language experts.
Yeah.
Fucking doctors. Yeah. I was gonna say mediciners.
Yeah. Mediciners. Well, he is a mediciner, so.
Oh, a
yeah.
Banger.
That's a fucking
mediciner.
Mediciner. That's kind of fire.
Yeah.
Mediciner. So shout out to David Dobrik. I was going to say I'm sorry, but I'm not. It's just, it sucks, man. Anyways, enough of David Dobrik, dude. Let's talk about girls on TikTok. Girls on TikTok, man.
Girls on TikTok. All right, your algorithm, I know, is way different than mine.
Think so? Well, first of all, I see you liking my shit, so it's got to mean that you're on TikTok.
I am now. I think it's been about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I've been liking your stuff, and I sent you one.
Have you?
You don't remember it? No. You liked it.
Did I?
Well, I mean, you know, like when you send someone.
Oh, yeah. So you see, okay, so how has your TikTok consumption been? Recently, in these past 2 weeks?
I mostly only use it at night.
Okay.
It's...
As like a warm-up to something or what?
No, it's just like...
Just scrolling through?
Yeah, just scrolling through because I'm... Now there's nothing else to do.
Okay. So you're scrolling through. What is like... How much time are you consuming? I mean, how long are you on the app?
I think if I check my screen time right now, it's probably at maybe 30 minutes.
Okay. So you haven't been scrolling long enough to see the pop-up of the guy like saying, you need to take a break.
Oh, no, that sounds like doom scrolling to me.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't consider it doom scrolling, but...
Damn.
Sometimes I do scroll long enough to get the pop-up that's like, hey, you've been scrolling too long.
Unless you be skipping a lot.
No. Well, you know, it's like an average amount. Like, maybe every three TikToks I'll skip.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I think if you're on there for an hour... That's when the thing will come up saying like, hey.
Definitely never got that
And I, far. I every time I hit it, I feel like absolute shit.
Do you ever stop?
Oh, yeah. When I see that, I'm like, okay, it's time to put it down. It's time to go away.
Well, that's tight that they put that on there. They didn't have to.
They didn't have to.
It's not an ad.
It's not like it helps them. Yeah. Well, maybe it does. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe like, you don't. That's how you don't burn yourself out.
That's how you don't burn yourself out. And it's kind of like, you know, like a psychology thing. When you take something away. Then they're like, okay, I kind of want it later.
Yeah. Huh.
It's like sweets or like junk food.
Yeah, like you can't have too much of it. Yeah. And the fact that it's, you can't have it, right? Well, you can.
You can.
But it's sort of like.
That's a mind game.
Yeah, they're doing well for a reason. They are.
Musical.ly.
Who would have thought, bro?
Yeah, so what about these girls on there?
Dude, I just be falling in love like too often.
every 2-3 scrolls.
Every 2-3 scrolls. Well, first of all, I make sure that they're of age because a lot the common thing for girls on TikTok to do is to put their age in their bio, which is, you know, makes it very nice because nobody can get on me for saying like, oh, how do you not know that they're fucking not of age? Like, bro, girls nowadays, you don't know.
Makeup's crazy. Apps are crazy. Yeah, like they... To make themselves
it's not
look
real
crazy.
Life, dude. It's not like you're seeing this person in 4D. Is that how we see people? We see people in 4D,
like IRL.
Yeah, like in real life. Like, do you see? Am I seeing you in 4D right now?
I don't know. Is it like 6D?
Whatever.
Because I can smell.
Whatever D. Yeah. Oh yeah. You're right.
I don't know.
Whatever D it is, you don't see them in that. You only see them in the screen of this two dimensional screen.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell whether they're of age or not. So I do check if they're of age.
Okay.
And if they're not, I just see you later.
Yeah.
And if they are of age, I'll scroll. If they're the type of girl that's like doing like thirst traps all the time, I can't continue. But if they're funny, if they do the funny joints, like they'll do the funny voiceovers and they'll also show their voice, then I'm even like, that's the next step for me. Yeah. So then I'll be like, okay, that's cool. Then I'll look at their Instagram. If they're private, I'll stop like kind of like stalking these girls. And if they're not, I'll check out their page, see if they're cool. And if they are cool, I'll follow them and see if they follow me back and then hope for the best.
It's all a game, dude. TikTok's just a dating app anyway.
Low key. And I've had, you know, people reach out to me saying that they're making the Tinder of TikTok. Like they're making
Oh, like the app developers?
Yeah. Like they're making an app and they're like, this is like TikTok, but for Tinder.
You know what? I think I heard about that.
Yeah.
It's like a video version of Tinder.
Yes.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I was like, no, dude, TikTok is, I don't need to go on Tinder, TikTok.
Yeah.
I just go on
just
TikTok.
Just DM from here.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll fall in love, you know, every night on TikTok with a different girl and, you know, nothing seems to come from it, but it is enjoyable.
It's wishful thinking, man.
Yeah, wishful thinking, man.
But we could all be romantics.
Another turn off of mine when I'm looking at these girls' bios is if they have a Cash App or a Venmo, for some reason that turns me off a little
bit. It's not exactly tricking or hoeing.
Is it hoeing?
Is it hoeing?
They're trying to get theirs. No,
and I'm not mad at it either.
They're basically having an OnlyFans without having an OnlyFans.
Most of the time, people don't put OnlyFans links on TikToks, right?
They'll have a link tree.
Oh, they have a link tree. Yeah. And that leads to it through the tree.
Yeah. So it's not the direct, but they'll always have it on the fucking...
Dude, the scam with the having just the Venmo or the Cash App, you just tell them like, yeah, I sell feet pics, dog.
Yeah. And then not.
And then not.
Yeah,
and
but there's short, no... super short term shit. Like, come on. How long do you think that's going to last? Like, yo, what do you do for a living? Oh, well, I just scam people feet pics. Like, oh, what do you mean? They send me money and I don't send them feet pics.
You mean no one has complained up to now?
Yeah, for real. No one has turned you into the Better Business Bureau.
Yo, getting listed on the BBB would be that's a flex anyway.
Yeah, low key, I'd rather get listed on the BBC, dude. So, what is
no
BBC?
No.
What is BBC stand for?
Of the clothing?
No. And the news outlet.
Oh, here. Okay, British Broadcasting Corporation.
Mm, that's boring. That's a lot more boring than Big Black. You have to be pretty to look like a lesbian, bro. So, I mean, you're doing it right.
There we go. I'm doing something right.
Yeah, you're doing it. You're doing it right, bro. You look good.
I look like a lesbian. You have long blonde hair.
I do have long blonde hair now. And I feel like a bad bitch, bro.
Damn, dude.
Not even a BBB.
Cakes popping.
I feel like a bad bitch, bro. The BBB. Yeah.
Bad bitch, bro.
I just wanted to do it, man. I woke up one day and I was like, fuck it. Why not?
I mean, it looks sick.
Does it?
Yeah, it looks tight and it makes me jealous. That's how I know it looks good.
Because it makes you jealous.
Yeah, it makes
you
me want to dye my hair. Bro.
I don't think you would dye it blonde because I have it blonde now. Like you would, I don't think you would want to get it because I have it right now.
Yeah.
Right.
If there was ever a time that I wanted blonde, it's definitely not now, especially because you have it.
Like you would never get the same hairstyle as me.
Look, like there's nothing wrong with having the same hairstyle. It's just two blonde dudes together at the restaurant.
Yeah.
We look odd.
Stop the Asian hate. Stop the Asian hate. And that's not helping the case at all. Can you imagine, bro? It's a wrap for us. Seriously, though, we would get hated on heavy.
Yeah.
If we both had blonde hair.
We would both be hated on, and that's also why I cut my mullet.
Because you thought you felt like you were getting hated on?
Not because I was getting hate on, because it was like picking up in trend.
Mm.
If there's two people with a mullet in the room, it's like, what the fuck is going on?
Got you. You like, just want to be original.
I do, yeah, I do want to be, I like to be unique.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but also, two people with a mullet in the room?
Yeah, it's insane.
Filming a bit?
Yeah, only one.
Am I gonna kiss that guy? Are these two mullets gonna kiss?
I feel you, dude, I feel you. So there's no way you're getting blonde hair now, right now, at least.
Not blonde, but if it was like the stepping stone to like, I gotta wait a couple weeks to do the next color.
Then you'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And you should rock the hat.
You should do it, man.
We'll see how
it's
goes.
Crazy how I can't even see the blonde hair. I can only see it when it's down.
There's power.
But there's power in it.
Dude.
I feel so different. When I make beats, I feel like a blonde bitch making
beats. Yeah, dude, it's a different energy, right? Yeah. Like, you just do things differently.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It's placebo to the next
level.
Oh,
that's what it is, placebo.
Yeah. Well, is it placebo? Because your hair is a different color.
Yeah,
you are doing something different.
But it shouldn't be changing, like,
your
what
mentality?
You create.
Mm, that's something I'm going to have to talk to my therapist about.
Are you seeing one?
No, I wish, but that's definitely one of the things that I would talk about.
Why get a therapist when you could just make a podcast?
Yeah, for real. When the low-key, though, your therapist doesn't even really help you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's
so, yeah, hair. I got new hair. Jay wants to dye his hair. You should definitely do it, bro.
It's like every time you get a new hairstyle, it's like a new, like, character arc in a show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know what's crazy about growing your hair is that you don't really get a new hairstyle. You kind of grow into these different styles. Like, you grow into these phases.
Oh.
So it's never really, like, shocking to somebody, unless they haven't seen you in a while. But to you, seeing my long hair, it's not a brand new thing.
Yeah.
I kind of grew into it.
Like, I saw it an inch ago.
Yeah, literally, you saw it an inch ago.
And there's also, like, no end game to it. It's not like, you know, like, I want 20 inches. Pause.
Yeah. Damn, Jay. I didn't know you could take... You want that guy in your guts, bro. That is... You want that guy coming out the throat.
That shit is a kidney scraper. Yeah. The dick jokes are back.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that lead into skin? No, not really. I mean, foreskin. Through the beginning of the pod, we've gone through very drastic skin changes.
Yes.
Like, both of us, well, I don't know who started with it at first, but we've had rough skin.
I think in the beginning, I felt I was worse off with the skincare.
And then you pass it off?
I didn't pass it off, but as I started to get better, then you started experiencing your own, right?
That sounds about right.
And then I went through a short period at the end of last year, and then it started coming back up.
Damn.
But it's because I went off the regime, dude.
Did you?
I started Curology.
Oh, and it kind of fucked you up a little bit?
Yeah. It was just like, it just doesn't work. That's
for
all.
You. It didn't work for
it
you.
It didn't work for me.
Did you not give it enough time?
How long did I gave it like 2 months?
Yeah.
Is that
and
enough time?
You saw, well, why did you start it in the first place? Did you feel like your skin was starting to get bad again?
It had like little signs of like coming back. Mm. Like, I was breaking out a little bit. So I was like, you know what?
You kind of freaked out a little bit.
Yeah. I overreacted when I should have just stuck to the plan.
Yeah. And do you know what caused it in the beginning for you to start freaking out a little bit?
No.
You kind of just started happening?
Yeah, I couldn't pin it down to one thing, so it just started happening. I don't know, I feel like I'm doing all right.
Yeah, you're doing good, bro. You look good.
You look good.
Thanks, man.
No, you look good.
It's a compliment battle. Compliment battle. Yeah, it's just we've you know, if the people that have been on a tough skin journey, like, they really understand, you know, what it's like and how fucking demoralizing it is to just have bad skin and hate looking at yourself in the mirror and in pictures.
And you got
to,
like, try out new...
Oh, my God. It's the worst,
different
bro.
Products every other week.
I would be on the internet looking at new shit, ordering it, and I'm like, this is the one. This is what's going to change me, and it doesn't even work.
Like, look at this review.
Yeah.
5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote a whole wiki page about
it. They have before and after pictures.
It looks so good. And we look like we have similar skin.
Yeah.
It should work. And you know what we could have just done? Seen a fucking dermatologist.
Yeah, neither of us saw it.
Never.
Saw one. We kind of just did it on our own.
Fucking do trial and error.
Yeah, on ourselves, dude. But I mean, I'm glad that we made it out.
Wait, are you on a routine?
Yeah. I've been on the same routine since the beginning of quarantine.
Oh, sick. Okay.
And I've picked up some habits on the way. Like, I don't look at myself in the mirror the way that I used to. I used to fucking obsess and just stare at myself in the mirror with crazy acne.
You know, now that you mention it, I don't look as much in the mirror,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
That's got to be placebo.
It has to be.
The longer you look at your own face, the more you break out.
It's not placebo. It's real. I think it stresses you out.
Ah.
Would you get, like, this close to the mirror and be,
yeah,
like,
dude,
looking at shit and, like, looking at, like, how fucked up it is?
Yeah.
It's not a good time. And you knew the new ones and the old ones and the ones that are fading.
Oh,
and, like,
my
you
God.
Have a relationship with every single pimple.
Like, I know when you were here.
Yeah.
You ruined this picture.
Mm-hmm. You see the mark that it made. It's just not a good time. So I never look at myself in the mirror like that. When I'm brushing my teeth, the lights are off.
Whoa.
Well, I'm not like
my dude's brushing his teeth in pitch black.
It's not okay. I had to set the scene, dude. Fuck. So I just pictured myself, like, pitch black, can't see shit, I'm hitting everything, I'm spitting in the sink, and it's not even the sink.
There's just like spit on the mirror. Yeah,
there's shit everywhere, dude. It's definitely not like that. So the way my bathroom is set up, it's like still in my room and not closed off. So I have the LED lights on so I can still see, but I'm just not staring at myself in the mirror the way that majority of people do when they're brushing their teeth. So I don't do that anymore. And I just go throughout my day and not really worry about my skin.
You know, there's times I don't even wash it at night.
Okay, that I can't relate. I can't relate to you.
I'm just like, I've been doing good, so I'm gonna fall off the wagon.
That
a bit.
See that I can't. That just shows how much more traumatized I am than you.
It's either the traumatized or I just lack that much discipline.
Discipline, yeah, it's probably both.
Both,
because I had it really bad. I don't want to sit here and have a pity war of like who had it worse, but I did have it pretty bad and it scarred the fuck out of me. So I have not gone a single night without washing my face or doing my entire routine for almost a year straight. Right. I'm not trying to be like, yo, I'm the man with the skin, but I just really don't want to go back to it. It's just not a good time.
So if anyone is going through like some skin shit, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
There is. You just have to stick to a routine.
Choose a routine and stick to it.
If you'd kept going with Curology, it probably would have worked eventually.
Eventually, yeah. Because they were hitting me up like to email them back because they assigned me a dermatologist.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, nah.
You just didn't want to do it. You just saw it getting bad and you're like, I'm abort.
I was like, yeah, this isn't working.
Well, you know, you look good, dude. Thanks. Fuck Curology. They actually reached out to me to do a brand deal, but I was
big enough bag.
Well, I've had Curology in the past, but it didn't work for me. So I was like, it doesn't work for me.
So you feel the same.
I don't want to use it. Well, I also didn't use it for that long. I used it for like a month.
And
it didn't work. So I've been noticing that I just have serious commitment issues, and that's the reason I hesitated on continuing the podcast with you.
And I sensed it, even when I jokingly said at the gym, yo, when are we recording this weekend?
You knew that I had commitment
issues. Oh, man, you snapped real quick.
Yeah, the way that I reacted, it said it all, dude.
It's like, oh, man, I stepped on one.
Yeah, I'm not really trying to unpack it on the pod, but I think I just have commitment issues. Like, knowing that I have to commit to something every single week, it's tough.
Yeah, it's nice to just freelance it.
Yeah, but I'm also king, like, schedule everything.
Yeah, for you in particular, you really have to find like a happy medium.
Yeah, it's tough. So that's the reason why that last week, because I was just thinking about it the whole time. But I think we're gonna do it, man. I think we're gonna continue the pod. Jay seems to really want to do the pod as well.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun, man. I put too much pressure on myself and the whole thing, and here we go, going meta pod again.
Going super meta center. No, I think, especially when it comes to like personal work, I also have commitment issues. Like, especially when I have a date to finish something, like I want to finish making this piece by this day because I want it to come out on whatever. And then if I, for some reason, I'm off schedule in any way, then I hate it. I hate working on it. I hate like
everything about it.
So now it's kind of like less commitment. And now when I work, it feels a lot more free.
Yeah, but there is an upside to having deadlines and shit, is that you put perfect aside and you finish it.
That's true.
Because if you don't have a deadline, you could literally be working on something for forever and it never comes out.
At least like for myself with something tangible, like as making clothes, like there is like a finish. You know what I mean? It's done.
What is the update on what you got? Any projects going on? Like, so what are we working on here?
I hate to be like a big things coming as dude. I've been working on putting out not so much like a collection because that sounds big, but like a capsule or like a drop of stuff that I originally designed of my own fabrics, own proportions, own sizes, own ideas into one like cohesive idea with like rollout, manufacturing, the whole thing.
Nice.
And it's slowly but surely coming together. I feel really good about
this. This is news to me, by the way. So
yeah, breaking fucking news an hour in.
So this is what you've been working on as you quit your job.
I quit my job to commit to designing. This is what I've been doing. So it might look like I'm not doing shit on the outside, but at home
you're sewing away.
I'm sewing away. I'm working on shit.
That's good.
I think it's really good.
Yeah. I actually haven't talked to you about any of this stuff. So I think it's nice that you get to update me and the people on what's going on. So you made these pieces and you're going to manufacture them to like, are we allowed to talk about details? Are you trying to save it or what's going on with this?
What kind of details?
Well, I just meant like, let's say you made this piece. Are you going to make like 25 of them to sell?
Oh, gotcha. The goal is, so like I've made my own pieces and the next step is to bring it to a manufacturing partner so that they can make it in scale of sizes.
Right. And how many do you know of like quantity of items? Like What are we talking
here? I'm going to go small because literally I don't have much of a following, but yeah. I do think the people that do follow are at least somewhat interested.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's other things you could do with pieces you make too, like send it off and stuff.
But, that's dope, dude.
Yeah, so getting it manufactured, trying the whole like marketing rollout thing, dude.
Yeah.
For each drop, that sounds so like fun to me.
Yeah. That's good, dude. At least you're doing something, bro.
Yeah.
At least you're doing something at home.
Yeah. Just been bumming it at home.
Yeah, just being... I mean, I didn't expect you to be bumming it, but...
Playing with my trees.
I just... I mean, with that and other things, but... you know, I just... It's not that I didn't...
You just didn't know.
I just
That's
didn't
all.
Know. Yeah, yeah, I just didn't know. I didn't know which... And we never really asked you.
Yeah, it's not like I go around talking about it.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
You like to work on it in silence.
I definitely like to, you know, make moves in silence. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I also don't feel like I accomplish anything yet. That's why I really don't talk about it.
Yeah, I think that's a good quality because, you know, a lot of people do talk about shit.
Yeah.
The things in the works and then it never comes out and then they kind of just look like the person that's always in the works.
Yeah, like, yo.
They literally look like a gear.
Just a cog.
Yeah.
Like you see them in person, like, yo, I got this new shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, come on, dog.
You've been saying that.
Been saying it. I haven't seen shit. Fuck, I'm just being a hater. If you are
you just don't
want to
be that
just
person.
Put it out.
Yeah, I don't want to be you don't want to be that person, which is yeah. fine. You're not hating. You're just saying that you don't want to be a person that you may or may not know.
I just don't want to not follow through on what I say.
Yeah, which is a good quality in you, dude.
And it feels okay to say it now because I really am like.
So do we have a timeline here? Do we have like a sometime this year or?
This year.
This year.
100%.
Hell yeah. So yeah, be on the lookout for that. It's definitely going to sponsor the pod.
Yeah, I'm gonna I'll pay ourselves.
Yeah, man, that's cool. I like that we started with something that I put out and then we're ending it with something that is going to come out by you, because you know a lot of people, even though you've only mentioned making stuff here and there on the pod a few times, people do ask like what's up with, you know, what's up with Jay, and or they're just curious about the things that you're working on.
That's nice. So, I'm glad people are interested. Like, really, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah. I mean, people are interested in, like, people making shit.
Yeah.
Especially if it's, like, you're not out there with it. Like, you're not publicly showing yourself in the stew making clothes. So, for you to talk about it, people are just like, oh, just makes people curious because they don't really know what it looks like or anything about it. So, yeah. They would like to know more about it.
It's like that mystery
it's
shit.
It's super mysterious. That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah, there
it's
we
very
go.
Mysterious, bro. This year, look out for Jay's stuff. Is there a name, or are you going to reveal the name?
Name reveal at yeah. $100,000.
Well, I mean,
subs.
People, we never revealed where you worked at, so like, I don't want to have a false promise here. Illusion, I'm sorry that we never told you where Jay works.
Illusion, my boy, I'm sorry.
Fucking
yeah. Name
oops.
We'll have a name reveal later.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I think that's it, dude.
Want to wrap up a closing or do like a closing bit?
Yeah, let's just say thanks for listening. See you on the next one. Peace.
That's it?
Yeah.
See you guys on Tuesday.
Yeah. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Family Mile Podcast. Follow us on Instagram. And yeah, goodbye.
Bye.
Peace.